I wonder now if our old man has thought of that. It's worth trying. Yes, I'm for it. And so saying, he started for the quarter-deck. By this time the faint air had become a complete calm, so that whether or no the Pequod was now fairly entrapped in the smell, with no hope of escaping except by its breezing up again. Issuing from the cabin, Stubb now called his boat's crew and pulled off for the stranger. Drawing across her bow, he perceived that, in accordance with the fanciful French taste, the upper part of her stem-piece was carved in the likeness of a huge drooping stalk, was painted green, and for thorns had copper spikes projecting from it here and there, the whole terminating in a symmetrical folded bulb of a bright red color. Upon her headboards, in large gilt letters, he read Bouton de Rose, Rose Button or Rose Bud, and this was the romantic name of this aromatic ship. Though Stubb did not understand the bouton part of the inscription, yet the word rose and the bulbous figurehead put together sufficiently explained the whole to him. "A wooden rosebud, eh?" he cried with his hand to his nose. "That will do very well. But how like all creation it smells!" Now, in order to hold direct communication with the people on deck, he had to pull round the bows to the starboard side, and thus come close to the blasted whale, and so talk over it.